AircheckDownloads.com.
American Top 40 is heard in the 50 states and around the world every week on great radio stations like KIXS, Killeen, Texas, WLCC, Luray, Virginia, and WFLY, Albany, New York. Holding at number 4 is the biggest hit single so far in the history of the band called Yes, its owner of a lonely heart. The English band who formed in London back in 1968. Yes, they're at number 4 with Owner of a Lonely Heart. I'm Charlie Van Dyke, counting down the hottest hits in America this week for Casey Kasem. This is American Top 40. Now, let's answer that question about debut albums. Walter Velarczyk of Sayreville, New Jersey, wants to know what recording act has gotten the most Top 40 hits out of their first album. Well, there's a three-way tie for that record between a group from Philadelphia, a man from Austin, Texas, and a band from Liverpool. These three acts had first albums that generated 4 Top 40 hits each. One of those acts is a 5-man vocal group from Philadelphia. Their first album produced, Stop, Look, and Listen, You Are Everything, Betcha by Golly Wow, and People Make the World Go Round. 4 Top 40 hits for The Stylistics from the album called The Stylistics. Then, there's a man from Austin, Texas, whose debut album produced Ride Like the Wind, Sailing, Never Be the Same, and Say You'll Be Mine. All from Christopher Cross's debut album called Christopher Cross. And the third act to get 4 Top 40 hits from their first album is a band from Liverpool, whose first album gave them hit singles called I Saw Her Standing There, Love Me Do, Do You Want to Know a Secret, and Twist and Shout. 4 Top 40 hits by the Beatles, recorded for their British debut album, Please Please Me, an album released in England in March of 1963 on the Parlophone label. And there's your answer, Walter. There's a tie for the debut album with the most Top 40 hits in it between The Stylistics, Christopher Cross, and the Beatles. Thanks for writing in. Now, on with the countdown.
Number 3.
Here's the 4th Top 40 hit for Duran Duran. Their 3rd to make the top 10, holding at number 3 this week. It's Union of a Snake. The English band from Birmingham, Duran Duran. Their hit is still coiled at number 3 this week. Union of the Snake. On American Top 40, I'm Charlie Van Dyke in for Casey Kasem. Up next, the 2 biggest hits of the week.
The hits from coast to coast. American Top 40.
For Casey Kasem, I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Here's a song that's hit number 1 on the dance chart. It's been at number 2 on the Billboard pop chart for 3 weeks now. Say It Isn't So by Daryl Hall and John Oates. Number 2 again this week, Say It Isn't So by Daryl Hall and John Oates. This is American Top 40. I'm Charlie Van Dyke in for Casey Kasem. Now, as we get set to hear the number 1 song in the land, let's check out the number 1s on Billboard's other charts. Number 1 on the country chart is You Look So Good in Love by George Strait. Number 1 on the soul chart is Time Will Reveal by DeBarge. Number 1 on the album chart is Thriller by the man who is one half of the act with the number 1 pop single this week. An act that first formed when one day he picked up his telephone, placed a call, and said, Paul, this is Michael. Want to make hits together? The most popular song in the land for the 5th week is by Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. Number 1 is Say, Say, Say. Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson with Say, Say, Say. Number 1 for the 5th straight week. And there you are, the 40 most popular records in America, determined by Billboard magazine for the week ending January 7th, 1984. American Top 40 is produced in Hollywood by ABC Watermark. Executive producer, Tom Rounds. Producer, Don Bustani. I'm Charlie Van Dyke. It's always a pleasure to sit in for Casey Kasem. He'll be back next week. Join him then for his countdown of the most popular songs in the USA on American Top 40. Until then, keep your radio tuned right where it is.
AmericanDownloads.com.